Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to In the Studio with Lena. So glad that you were able to join us today. Well, welcome to the studio In the Studio with Lena. We will be discussing entertainment news, news of the weird, sports, ESPN, and whatever the hot topic is around the water cooler this week. Today's show, we'll be discussing sports, primarily the NFL. Okay, and let me also give an announcement, a shout-out to Friday Traffic Jams at 5 o'clock with Lena's Music. That's on this Friday at 5 o'clock, Friday Traffic Jams. And then Saturday is Maxwell at 3 p.m., so please mark your calendars. He'll be on at 3 p.m., a little bit early. He's got a special guest on the show. So that's at 3 p.m. Saturday, Proud to Be Different, Maxwell Show. So be sure and join him for that. And then, of course, Sunday is Psychic Readings with Lena. Okay, so, you know, as usual, we start off with entertainment news. Got to see what's going on in the entertainment world. Ooh, and I've got things to report, too. Well, first off is, was the marriage a fraud? You could feel the shockwaves all over with the Neelys. Yes, the Neelys, Pat and Gina, y'all, announced the end of their almost 20-year marriage. The Neelys were stars from the Food Network and built a food empire. They were known for their over-the-top, sugary love on screen. They have two adult children. Gina was the one who filed citing irreconcilable differences. They always appeared as though they adored each other, but I hear they really didn't like each other. No way. All that sugar and this and honey, that was fake. I am in shock. I have been in their company and never picked it up. This could be an ugly divorce because they have a food business empire. Sources say Gina feels she will succeed because she has the bigger personality, but Pat is very ambitious. He has launched a new campaign with the family dollar stores. All right, then. Well, we sure wish you two the best. Paula Deen and Steve Harvey, yes. Get ready for the return of Paula Deen as she works with Harvey's mentoring program and appears on his daytime talk show. The controversial TV personality will teach the young boys of the mentoring program the culinary arts. Harvey says he knows the good in Dean and it outweighs the bad by a landslide. Dean is also getting ready to launch her Paula Dean Network, which will be a digital network online. The network will feature Dean's work for the Food Network, the scandal that plagued the TV chef worked there for 13 years before she was fired for racial inflammatory comments. Dean has since apologized and is ready to move on with her family to launch a new business. She says her fans are ready for her to return, and they know her heart. Is El Jabbard going to be the next big reality star? Here he is currently filming for a new reality show that will feature him and his troubled family. I wonder, will they feature his children? He has 13 kids, you know. Uh-huh. That's what happened with being a pretty boy, making all them babies. Okay, will the third time be the charm for singer-actress Vanessa Williams? Williams is engaged to be married to real estate magnate Jim Scripp Williams, 51. Met her future husband in Egypt. They have been dating for a year and a half now. Michael Strahan is headed to the big screen in addition to Live with Kathy and Michael and Good Morning America and his duties on Fox NFL Sundays. Strahan is coming to the big screen. The NFL Hall of Famer has signed for the Magic Mike sequel. The movie is about male strippers. Now, I hear there will be no stripping, but he will be topless. So be wary of that, ladies. Well, back to the Sherry Shepherd and Lamar Sally episode. Sherry Shepherd, soon-to-be ex-husband Lamar Sally, is on welfare. He needs money, and he's willing to get it any way he can. During a recent interview with the London Daily Mail, Sally was less than flattering to his soon-to-be ex. He said when they were married, Shepherd never wanted him to work, and that she was moody pack rat who loved to shop. Sally and Shepherd spent so much money, she had no idea how much money she made. Sally and Shepherd were married for nearly 3 years. At that time of their split, they were in an agreement for a surrogate child. The child was born over the summer, but Shepherd's name is not on the birth certificate. Shepherd backed out of the agreement since splitting with Sally. The surrogate is a 23-year-old waitress who has two other kids and was paid $30,000 to birth this baby. I hear Sally is so desperate for money, he was even trying to get money and support from the surrogate. Wow, you are a desperate mofo. Shepherd said all along that Sally married her for her money. In a recent court hearing, Sally rejected Shepherd's offer for a lump payment of over $100,000. Sally said, no way, and he wants $10,000 a month in child support. Sherry, take it to him because he don't believe that meat is greasy. So, girlfriend, just go on and take it to him because he's ignorant. Well, Tracy Morgan may never perform stand-up comedy again. The Walmart tractor-trailer limo accident that almost killed him and left him with a brain injury, and now he goes through rehab. Morgan is in a wheelchair. The 45-year-old comedian almost died in the accident and is lucky to be alive. His mentor and fellow comedian James McNair died in the accident. The Walmart tractor-trailer hit Morgan and his crew going 65 miles per hour. Morgan is now suing Walmart, but the retail giant responded by saying Morgan bears some responsibility for his injuries because he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Morgan says he can't believe he is being blamed for his tragic accident. I sure hope things get better. I see him in the wheelchair, y'all, with his wife and baby by him. Get me a little taste of water. Well, it was a major court victory for Patti LaBelle last week. A West Point cadet accused LaBelle's entourage of an unprovoked attack. Richard King claimed the singer's bodyguards and two others attacked him for no reason at a Houston airport. LaBelle's lawyer said King was drunk, hurled racial slurs at LaBelle, attempted to attack her son, and enter her limo. A jury deliberated for 12 hours and decided to award nothing to King, a legal victory for LaBelle. Okay, sidebar, y'all. I don't know if anybody saw how many of you saw the video. I did. And that boy did nothing. Patty, you know that your folks are wrong. In the video, that guy did not come towards you, so that's a lie. He didn't even say a word to you. That's a lie. And your bodyguards came up on him. He was just standing there waiting, looking at his phone. I don't know whether he was talking to somebody or what, but he was looking at his phone. And your guys just jumped right at him. So he didn't pose any type of threat to you. The video was shown, Patty. Wasn't any type of that. Just remember, what goes around, come around. So I'm telling you this now, Patty. You might have won the case, but you know that you and your entourage is wrong. That boy did not do anything to you. You guys are wrong. So just remember, what goes around, come around. You may have won the lawsuit, but you didn't win the morality of it. Okay, Spike Lee's next music project is about the legendary music executive Neil Bogart. Spinning Gold will tell the story of Bogart and his founding Casablanca Records. Justin Timberlake will star as Bogart. Kelly Rowland is a huge fan of Casablanca Records. Biggest star, the late Donna Summers. Rowland is campaigning hard to play the queen of disco, and she's taking the social media to provide it with a lookalike photo shoot. Bogart was responsible for the careers of Kiss, The Village People, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. He also brought success to veterans like the Isley Brothers, George Clinton and Parliament, Curtis Mayfield, and the artists of his Curtum label. Producer and former American Idol judge Randy Jackson may be losing half of his fortune. Jackson and his wife, Erica, are divorcing. There was no prenup, so now Erica looks to get half of his $40 million. This is Jackson's second marriage, and they have two teenage children. Mrs. Jackson is seeking spousal support and for Randy Jackson to pay her legal fees. Well, you both look good. Randy done lost so much weight. He looks good, and you do too, but oh well, wish all the best. Director David E. Talbert is coming to Philadelphia looking for actors, actresses, and comedians to participate and learn in his actors' workshop and talent search. Excuse me. Talbert, the director of Baggage Claim and First Sunday, is holding a workshop at Philadelphia's Courtyard Marriott downtown Saturday, October 18th, so y'all mark your calendars back there, between 9 and 3 p.m. Actor Lorenz Tate is on the hookup to American Express. He owes him over $58,000. Tate is best known for his movies Why Do Fools Fall in Love, Love Jones, and Dead Presidents. Lorenz, clear that up. That's embarrassing. You know, you owe those people. Pay them people. You're making money, and you got money, so don't do that. Singer Jennifer Holliday is returning with a new music album, The Song Is You. Will feature Holiday singing jazz, R&B, and pop standards. Holiday shot to stardom in the 80s with the Broadway hit Dreamgirls and her classic I Am Telling You. Over the years, Holiday has battled clinical depression and multiple sclerosis. Well, our prayers are with you, and congratulations on your new album. Well, it's going to be a boy for Tyler Perry and his 28-year-old model girlfriend, Gila Berkeley. Perry let the baby's gender slip during a recent interview. Berkeley is 7 months pregnant, and Perry says they are both very happy and looking forward to the birth of the baby. Check out Tyler Perry in the new Ben Affleck movie Gone Girl. Perry is also working on a new Madea play, which will bring him to Philadelphia next spring. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you, Tyler. Yeah, we want to give a hand clap to you and Jalea. So wish y'all the very best. Okay, they are fighting on The View. Uh-oh, you guys got to hear this. The new season features a new lineup with Rosie O'Donnell, Rosie Perez, Nicole Wallace, and moderator Whoopi Goldberg, the lone holdover from previous seasons. O'Donnell wants to run the show, and she was hoping that Whoopi would leave, but Whoopi stayed. That makes Whoopi the show's moderator, a.k.a. Top Dog. Okay, O'Donnell is furious. This is not what she signed up for. She wanted to run the show and be in charge. During a recent taping, O'Donnell and Goldberg butted heads during a commercial break. O'Donnell was furious that Whoopi cut her off, and she started complaining about it. Whoopi pleaded with O'Donnell to stop complaining in front of the studio audience and that this is not what you do. O'Donnell kept going on, and finally Whoopi snapped screaming, "I have had enough of your shit. Wow." Producers are trying to downplay the incident, but the set of The View is tense. How long will ABC's daytime talker last with these two? Who will get mad and leave? Will O'Donnell just hold on till Whoopi leaves? Sources say Whoopi wanted to leave, but now she is digging in her heels and saying, "Staying." So far, the show's ratings have been great, but it's behind the scenes. It's an O'Donnell-Goldberg battlefield. Get ready. Thriller in 3D. Yep. Director John Lannis is revamping the 14-minute musical video for the big screen. The 3D version of Thriller is expected to hit movie theaters in 2015. The original music video starring the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, was originally directed by John Lannis, and it made history when it was released in 1983. And it's still going on. Still, you know, it's that good. Magic Johnson's flamboyant son, EJ, is losing his weight, y'all. EJ is slimming down nicely after his recent gastric sleeve surgery operation. EJ has battled with his weight most of his life, but that has never stopped the fabulousness. Now that he is slimming down, look for EJ to take it to another level. EJ is currently one of the stars of the E! Channel's Rich Kids of Beverly Hills. Fantasia is being sued by her first baby daddy. Fantasia's oldest child is now a young teen, and her father wants her back. Brandel Schuss is seeking custody of daughter Zion, who is now 13. Schuss is seeking full custody because he doesn't like how Fantasia's living. According to sources, Fantasia married Kendall Taylor after knowing each other 2 weeks. Now Mr. Taylor not only has the looks, but he is the COO of a courier service that he's been a partner in for years. However, Taylor has a record that includes guns, beating women, child support, and drugs. Fantasia says she doesn't care about his past. It is the man he is now, and she is in love. Fantasia says it's because of his past and how he turned his life around is why she loves him, why she loves Taylor so much. Well, yippee, yippee, yay, co-yay. It's 12 months of Bey. Now you can have Beyonce all year long. Beyonce is releasing a new calendar for 2015. Keep it to yourself, girl. You and Jay-Z just about have saturated the industry. A new documentary about boxing legend Muhammad Ali hits theaters on October 10th. I Am Ali is a documentary that's revealing look into the champ many call the greatest boxer of all time. Well, Anita Baker is being sued again, y'all, this time by her lawyers who claim she owes them money for past work, travel, and other expenses. She's being sued for $150,000. Okay. Well, life is about to change for reality star Portia Williams. Remember Portia, y'all, in the Atlanta Housewives? Well, is Williams getting a boot? The Bravo reality show, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Actually, what she got was demoted to a reoccurring cast member. Williams was married to former football star Cordell Stewart, and she was known for her dramatic antics on the show, including a brutal fight with castmate Kenya Moore. Williams is also being rumored to be dating Philadelphia Eagles' LaShawn McCoy. As Williams is getting ushered into a smaller role, get ready for model, radio host, TV personality Claudia Jordan. Jordan is best known for her work on Deal or No Deal. Meanwhile, will Housewives star NeNe Leakes be leaving the show? Rumor has it she could be replacing the late Joan Rivers on the E! Network show Fashion Police. If she does, NeNe doesn't have, at least I've never seen her comedic side. So I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, NeNe. You could be funny on there, but Joan Rivers was scathingly funny. And she could get away with a lot of things she said because she had been in the business for years and a lot of people know her, where you're just building up your spotlight. So I don't know. I wish you the best, though, NeNe. Maybe you can pull it off. Who knows? All they have to do is give you a chance. You'll show them. Well, speaking of singers, Gladys Knight is returning to TV. Knight has joined the cast of the Fox drama empire. The Lee Daniels hip-hop music drama debuts in January on Fox and stars Terrence Howard, Taraji P. Henson, and Gabourney Sidibe. And more Taraji news, she is red-hot on the latest issue of Ebony. Henson's new movie thriller, No Good Deeds with Idris Elba, debuted at number one at the box office. Yeah, I'm sorry, Taraji, on that particular movie. I could not go there with you. I don't like violence. I abhorred it, and so because it's violence against a woman, I just, not for me. But anyway, I wish you the very best, you and Idris, and you were number one at the box office. I hope it continues on. Well, right now we're going to take a quick break, come back to news of the weird and sports. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm Well, welcome back. Welcome back to In the Studio with Linus on this Wednesday evening on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We're so glad that you're joining me today. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Well, let's continue on and see what the news of the weird is before we get to the sports. I've got several stories. So let's start with American Matthew Miller, 24, told the Associated Press that he had a wild ambition when he entered North Korea in April that he wanted to experience prison life there in order to secretly investigate the country's human rights stance. In November, he was convicted of espionage in a 90-minute trial and will be conducting his investigation amidst hard labor over a six-year period. Yeah, he's stupid. Okay, next one. The miracle of meth. Three terrified people screaming out of an upper story window at a house outside Dothan, Alabama on August 24th drew police in a hurry. They were trapped, they yelled, unable to escape because intruders were still inside shooting at them. One victim said he had been stabbed, the blade broken off inside her. With their own shotgun, the three had blown out several windows and walls defending themselves. They had even ripped out an upstairs toilet and sink and dropped them on an intruder outside. Police calmed the situation and later told reporters that there never were intruders, that the hostages had imagined the whole thing except for the estimated $10,000 of damage and the woman's superficial defensive stab wounds. The home was a meth lab, apparently, that remained intact. Well, under least competent in criminals. First story, Mr. Roma Sims, 35, of Westerville, Ohio, was sentenced to just over 8 years in prison in August for stealing the identities of more than 500 people between 2009 and 2013 before he was done in by having misspelled the names of several cities in various documents while working the scheme. For example, the largest city in Kentucky is not Louisville. Boy, you need to go to jail. Trying to be slick, you ought to be caught. Number two, in Sebastopol, California, Dylan Staples, 20, already on probation, y'all, was arrested again mid-morning on July 22nd when, with stolen cards in his possession, he decided to drive his car, even with transmission problems. Police noticed him as he slowly drove through town in reverse gear. Oh, my God. How stupid can you be? Okay, and a roundup of the usual suspects. Charged in August with growing marijuana at their home in Corvallis, Montana, Rodney Stoner, yep, that's his name, Rodney Stoner, 57, excuse me, and his son, Adam Stoner, 24. Excuse me, arrested for performing sexually lewd acts in front of drivers at a truck stop in Kirkwood, New York in September. 56-year-old Calvin Wake. Oh, God, how stupid can one become, huh? Just a matter of time. Habitual petty offender Todd Bontrager, 47, charged with trespassing for probing various locked doors at a church in Broward County, Florida, in August, admitted skirting the law a few times but said it was only to study incarceration and prove your concentration abilities. He told skeptical Judge John J. Hurley, who promptly ordered him in jail to help him further concentrate. I know that's right. The continuing crisis, y'all. Order in the court. Signs went up in August in the New York, Pennsylvania courtroom of District Judge Ronald Haskell Jr., addressing two unconventional problems. First, pajamas are not, underline not, appropriate attire for a district court. Second, money from undergarments will not be accepted in this office. Another judge, Scott Laird, told the New York Daily Record that he'd probably take the skeevy stored money anyway. The bottom line is, if someone there to pay a fine, I don't see how you can turn that away. Okay. First world dilemmas. Number one, 10 parking places of 150 to 200 square feet each, one flight below the street at the apartment building at 42 Crosby Street in New York City, have been offered for sale by the developer for $1 million each, nearly five times the median U.S. price for an entire home. God, just for a parking place? Number two story, New York City plastic surgeon Dr. Matthew Schulman told ABC News in September of an uptick in women's calves liposuction procedures. Because of ladies' frustration, it is not being able to squeeze into the latest must-have boots. The surgery is tricky because of the lack of calf fat, and recovery time of up to 10 months means surgery now will not help the fashion plates until next fall. That's what you get. Y'all remember Televantage's Jim Baker? Well, Jim Baker no longer runs a Praise the Lord ministry, but he still operates a church near Branson, Missouri, with a website selling a staggering array of consumer goods dominated as love gifts for worshipers who donate at certain levels via the website shopping cart. Featured are clothing, jewelry, bulk foods, superfood, legacy seeds, full efficient generators, and a foldable solar panel, vitamins and supplements, Jim's favorite foods like ketchup, survival equipment and supplies, water filtration products, and a strong commitment to the supposed benefits of silver solution, gels, liquids, $25 for a 4-ounce tube. Even though the FDA has long refused to call colloidal silver safe and effective, of course, books, CD, DVDs, and a digital download of Baker's inspirational and prophetic messages are also available. Okay, well, all right. Whatever it does to help you, Jim, get through it, huh? Okay, we're going to take another quick break and be right back. You're listening to In the Studio with Lena on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm And we are back. All right. Now let's get into some sport news. That's what we're waiting on. Well, let's do the NFL first, get that part out the way, because I do have some stories to tell. Okay, these are just quickies on the NFL. Goodall, owners meeting focused on conduct. Peterson's trial tentatively set for December, beginning December 1. Lions Johnson is dealing with a high ankle sprain. Bengals, Green aggravates toe and he's carted away. Goodell, arbiter decides if he's going to testify on Rice. New Lion Prater went to rehab. Raiders put LB Roach on IR due to concussion. NFL owners view video on domestic violence. Favor, please, is Peyton nearing TD's records? Brain injury expert flaws in proposed deal. Vikings Bridgewater back to 100%. Yay! And Riddick, a winning rebuilding plan for the Raiders. So, let's, I was going to say, see what's going on with the teams. Well, NFC North, the Beer Center, Robert, oh, God, it's going too fast for me to read. Let me go to this and read. Well, Russell Wilson, number one player in the NFL today. Is Russell Wilson the best player in the NFL? Well, Ryan Clark says yes. After the Seahawks beat the Broncos in week 3, Denver cornerback Chris Harris said that Russell Williams was better than Andrew Luck. After the Seahawks beat the Redskins on Monday night, Washington safety Ryan Clark took that a step further, saying that Wilson isn't just better than Luck, he is the best player in the NFL. We got beat by a better team. We got beat by, as far as I'm concerned, this weekend, the best player in the NFL, Russell Williams. Wilson made every play he had to make for his team to win, and we didn't. If you're wondering what would prompt Clark, a 13-year veteran, to say something like that, well, here's two examples from Monday night. On a 1st and 10 in the second quarter, Wilson was being chased by Redskins defender when he made a ridiculously throw across his body that went 45 yards downfield to the waiting arms of tight end Cooper Helfet. The Seahawks would score one player later on a Wilson 9-yard run, a play that also probably impressed Clark. Wilson's most impressive play of the night, though, might have been the 30-yard pass to Marshawn Lynch that you can see on video later. Late in the fourth quarter, the Seahawks were clinging to a 24-17 lead and faced with a 3rd and 4. All hope looked to be lost on the play as Wilson was being chased by 3 defenders, but then he found Lynch for 30 yards and the first down. Wilson finished the game with 201 yards passing, 122 yards rushing, a stat that made him the first quarterback in the NFL history to pass for over 200 yards and rush for over 100 yards in a Monday night game. Also, it might be worth mentioning that Wilson had 2 touchdown passes called back, a 26-yarder in the second quarter and a 41-yarder in the fourth quarter. Both passes went to Percy Harvin, who seemed to be cursed on Monday. Okay. Another sports news. Jaguars apologize for mascot's Ebola sign. I don't know if any of y'all saw that this past weekend. But their mascot, a yellow tiger, is holding up a big sign that says, "Towels carry Ebola." The Jaguars have apologized for their mascot making an Ebola joke to mark the Pittsburgh Steelers. Terrible towels. During Sunday's home game at Everbank Field. Some folks on social media took issue with Jackson DeVille's handwriting sign during the fourth quarter that reads, "Towels carry Ebola," while he carried a yellow terrible towel in his right hand. Jaguars president Mark Lamping said the team had no prior knowledge of the sign and is handling the matter internally. I know you are. Improvisation and humor have both been key elements to the character of Jackson DeVille, especially when he performs at home games, Lamping said. On Sunday, the person who has played Jackson DeVille for over the past 20 years made an extremely poor decision in that regard. The team was unaware of that sign until after it had been displayed. We are handling the matter internally and taking it very, very seriously. We extend our sincerest apologies to anyone who was offended. Curtis Dovek has been playing DeVille since the mascot's inception in 1996. The picture of the mascot holding the sign went viral and drew the ire of many on social media Sunday night. Good. Good, good, good. Another sports thing, we got to talk about Dolphins lineman suspended Derek Shelby. Now, he got to be a good kind of stupid. Miami lineman suspended after allegedly touching females without permission. The Miami Dolphins have suspended a defensive lineman after he allegedly touched women, then took an aggressive fighting stance when police tried to arrest him, y'all. Ain't that something? Then he going to get ignorant? Police arrested Derek Shelby after using a stun gun on him three times, according to a supplemental police report. Police arrested Derek Shelby after using a stun gun on him three times. Shelby, 25, who is in his third season with the team, was at Fort Lauderdale Dance Club early Saturday when security guards told police he was causing a disturbance, the affidavit stated. Shelby was touching females at the location without their permission, it says. Security removed him from the club, and a police officer told him several times to stop obstructing a roadway and the club entrance. Shelby refused, according to police, and asked the officers, "What are you going to do?" Appearing to be intoxicated, he began filming and photographing the officer, who called for backup, the affidavit states. Shelby was again asked to leave and refused before police told him he was under arrest for trespassing. You dumbass, Derek Shelby. Upon attempting to place Shelby into custody, he began pushing away from officers and took an aggressive fighting stance, the affidavit stated. Shelby was placed on the ground where he was actively resisting and attempting to brace his arms to defeat efforts to place him into custody. Shelby was overpowering officers, according to the report. So an officer used a stun gun on him, but to no effect because of the proximity of the prongs on his back. The officer used a stun gun on him again in the right shoulder, which was temporarily effective in gaining more control over Shelby. But he immediately returned to actively resisting and trying to free his other hand. I don't know, y'all. Was the guy on meth? That's not just drinking. Either that or the boy is crazy. Because it took them stun guns twice to take you down? After police stunned him a third time, they were able to take him into custody and transport him to a local hospital and then Broward Sheriff's Office jail. He was charged with resisting without violence and trespassing after warnings, both misdemeanors. Police documents say he was released on a $100 bond, according to CNN affiliate. A mugshot released by the sheriff's office shows a bloodied Shelby with obvious injuries to his lip and left cheek. The Dolphins suspended the former University of Utah player indefinitely. Thank you, Dolphins, for conduct detrimental to the team, according to a news release. Yes, it was, considering what the NFL is going through right now with domestic violence and rape. We were disappointed to learn about Derek's arrest, head coach Joe Philbin said in a statement. Based on my conversations with Derek and the information we have thus far, Derek will be placed on indefinite club suspension. when we have completed all of the necessary diligence and we will make a final determination on his discipline. You're out of the NFL, bottom line. You stupid Derek Shelby. That wasn't a way to handle that, but you weren't just on alcohol. You had some meth in you, too. The arrest marks yet more negative publicity for the NFL, which has seen numerous players in recent weeks suspended or placed on voluntary leave after alleged instances of domestic violence. Man, what does it take, y'all? That's just bad. I mean, wow, 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 wow. I'm trying to see what else is there in news. Did I have anything else? Well, looks like not. I was trying to see if I had any more. Y'all, wait a minute. I got to tell you this one. A Louisiana restaurant giving 10% discount to gun carriers. I got to tell you this story. We'll go back to sports, but I got to tell you this. A Louisiana Cajun restaurant thinks your smoked ribs and fried catfish would go better with a side of firearms. Bertrand's restaurant in Port Allen, Louisiana, is giving gun-toting customers a 10% discount on their meals after a series of national chains have banned guns in recent months. There are people here with us. This is not a gun-free zone, Kevin Cox, the owner of Bergeron, told us in a phone call. So if you want to cause trouble, you can think about who you're sitting next to. Cox told Huffington Post that the deal was originally designed to encourage law enforcement officers to visit Cajun restaurant, but was then broadened to welcome all gun carriers. It makes us all feel better when State Patrol, police, and Sheriff's Department come in and have lunch here because, you know, when they're here, we're safe. Cox said, and I realize we have a lot of good people that carry firearms in Louisiana, my cousins and relatives included. I'm equally as safe when they're here, and I need to encourage that. Advocates for open carry gun policies have recently forced some chain restaurants and retailers to clarify their policy on guns. Chipotle and Target adopted no gun policies after gun rights activists flouted their weapons in the stores. Cox said the recent gun bans inspired his unique discount and that firearms bans actually invite crime. So now you have a choice. You're going to go to Bergeron's and cause trouble, or you're going to go to Chipotle and cause trouble. I don't think they're going to come here if they're going to find good people carrying their guns. He said business has taken off since the deal was introduced and reported by media outlets, and customers are driving from all over the region just to show their support for the restaurant. The gun discount may or may not leave a bad taste in your mouth, but at least the Bergeron's barbecue is consistently tasty. Mm-hmm. Okay, so had to share that story with you. Something for y'all to think about. Okay, now we're going to go back to the sports. So we've got, let's see, a pick six machine. Danny Lanzana took long route to starting job. Can't see who the team is. The Falcons have plenty of respect for Jay Cutler. Marvin Lewis knew Luke Cucci when he played lacrosse in the Panthers game. Sean Payton, Mark Ingram has chance to play on Jimmy Graham. Whoops, whoops, whoops. Let me see who else. I almost missed a story here. Okay. W2W4, the Colts are at Texans. Jaguars player gets Steelers jersey. And walking around the Texans, walking wounded, gets set for Thursday night. And the Titans fire some stadium subcontractors. Ooh. Wonder what is that about. Bears center Roberto Garza moves closer to return. QOTW, Detroit Lions go to dance moves. Pro Bowl in 2008, Sol Fillman, Packers on Aaron Rodgers. And that's all I can see. Vikings, Jairus Wright returns to practice. Well, good for you. Bengals, A.J. Green heads Bengals full injury report. Browns jersey of Brian Howard, Travis Benjamin, all display at the Hall of Fame. Ravens, does Terry Smith fit the Baltimore Ravens? New offense? Offense. No shirt for you, Steelers, Mike Tomlin. Bands jersey swapping. Tony Romo, Seahawks D, goes everything well? Feisty Jeremy Macklin on New York Giants. I like our chances. New York Giants overshadowing Eagles on offense. Redskins, Washington's team, Jordan Reed, optimistic about playing Sunday. Well, you're not playing us, the Seahawks, but whoever. Michael Vick says he took scout team for granted last week. Jets. Oh, okay, so that's where Michael Vick is. I was just wondering about him. So he's at the Jets. I'm going to have to check that out. Patriot position groupings, two tight ends is back. Dolphins, Packers injury report. Ron Brooks wanted to return the game after neck injury. Well, I don't think so, love. San Francisco, Phil Dawson named NFC Special Teams Player of the Week. The Cardinals, Calais Campbell doesn't see return to field coming this week. And on the Rams, Zach Stacy's calf injury, not serious. Seahawks, Max Unger and Alvin Bailey are day-to-day for Seahawks. Yeah, they took him out. I mean, what was wrong with you guys? Just making stupid penalties. Stupid penalties. I didn't understand that. But anyway, okay, Decker's Broncos split was just the business side. Tony Sperano on stopping Phillip Rivers, tackle him. Kansas City Chiefs, a look at each of the Chiefs' eight rookies. Mike McCoy on the Raiders discusses his friend's firing. Ew. That should be interesting. Falcons have plenty of respect for Jay Cutler. Well, they sure better. I tell you. Well, let's see what's going now. Let's see what's going on the NFL standings right quick to bring y'all up to date. So, we've got NFC East Philadelphia 4-1, and they're tied with Dallas 4-1. Philadelphia East in last place is Washington Redskins, 1-4. The NFC North, we've got Detroit and Green Bay tied 3-2. Last place is Chicago, 2-3. NFC South, we've got Carolina that is leading 3-2. And last place is Tampa Bay, 1-4. NFC West, we've got a tie up, y'all. Arizona, 3-1. Seattle Seahawks, 3-1. And in last place is St. Louis, 1-3. The AFC East, we've got Buffalo and New England tied at 3-2 all. And last place is the Jets, 1-4. Whoa. Okay, and AFC North, we've got Cincinnati and Baltimore. Well, Cincinnati is 3-1. Baltimore just lost one. They're 3-2. So Baltimore and Pittsburgh is tied up 3-2 all. They're playing really good. They're 500 and above in the AFC North. So you guys are doing really good there. AFC South, we've got Houston 3-2, tied with Indianapolis 3-2. And last place, Jacksonville 0-5. Oh, my God, they have not won a game yet, y'all. AFC West, you got San Diego 4-1. And Denver's in second place 3-1. And last place is Oakland with 0-4. Oh, my goodness. Well, that is your football up-to-date information. I hope that y'all have enjoyed the show. We're coming to the close of the hour. Boy, that went kind of fast, didn't it? I had some more stuff, but that's okay. Catch up now. I'm going to remind y'all, Saturday morning at 7 a.m., on Spreaker.com is the NFL Collegiate and NFL Tailgate and Party Show, Tailgate and Shout Out Show. So join me and Dave, Sammo, and Gio Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on the Pacific Coast. If you're on the East, it comes on at 10 a.m. in the morning. It's on Spreaker.com. Look for that Tailgate Party and Shout Out at 7 a.m. Saturday morning. So, and Dave and I have been really doing some very good picks. So y'all come on in, enjoy the show with us, and call in if, you know, you got some stuff you want to talk about too. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us today. In the studio with Dennis on Saturday.